Ladies and gentlemen of the Correct Me If I Am Wrong world, today we were brought up a beautiful question. Today brought to us by bloop, 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 Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
One of these days is going to work.
Just kidding.
So the question that was asked essentially is that, but they gave examples, and one of the examples was, so when a girl dresses really comfortable, she wears very short shorts or maybe a tank top and something that can be a little bit revealing. And if, for example, the guy has his friends over, should he be able to tell his girlfriend, maybe you should dress a little more appropriate for them being here or something like that? Is that okay?
So if your girl's doing that, obviously, she likes to seek the attention, so that's not good.
Okay.
So, that's not good. But you should be able to tell her, hey, put some clothes on. Yeah. But she's obviously seeking attention.
You don't think girls could just wear that just because it's in? Because technically it's in, right? Yoga pants could be considered, you know, a little revealing. Like, I mean, there's other things that it depends on what level we're kind of going on, but maybe she's comfortable. What if they're at, you know, she's at, they live together and she's at her house, basically.
Yeah.
Like, she can't just be comfortable.
But as soon
as
somebody comes over, like, put something on, like, cover yourself up a little bit, because there is a difference of what you wear when nobody's home and
I can see that too.
Somebody's coming over.
I can definitely see that.
Put something else on top.
I think a guy should have I think a guy should comment, not necessarily, like, say, like, you need to wear this. I think he should have a comment say, "Hey, that's kind of a little revealing. It's kind of a little too much. Can you go put this on? You know, have that conversation because I would feel uncomfortable if my girl was wearing that."
It's so tough as I'm listening to like these conversations, I'm thinking to myself,
yes,
those sound so tough, right? Yes. Like there's no easy way to say
that does not go over well.
Yes, she's gonna get mad. She's gonna get upset about it. I'm sitting here racking my brain trying to figure out a way that you can positively say, people are coming over. Uh-huh. Can you dress a little more appropriate? And it's like, there's not an easy way to say that.
Yes. Especially because she's home. Like,
yeah.
Let's even say too, like, all right, so, you know, Mason invites me over to hang out. Like, we're going to play video games. Like, why does she have to change? Like, she's, you know what I mean? Like, why does she have to change?
Because
it's her house. Why? Like, okay. Like, if it was, if it was me, I'd be like, well, then go out, right? Like, later, like, don't bring them here. Like, this is my house. This is how I want to dress, right? So it's hard because I can see where Mace is coming from because I can see that other side where it's like, oh, it's just clothes. And then you would think too, like, as her, it would be like, well, what do you think your friends are? Like, dogs or what? Yeah. Like, that's how, you know, like, you should have trust in your friends, basically. It's harder when it's friends and, okay, hey, we're having a bunch of people over. Okay, but what if it's just like your best friends that y'all have known forever? Does that cross the line? You've said yourself, like, okay, what if it's like equivalent to a bikini, right? Like, I mean, you wouldn't say, are we going as far as, hey, we're going swimming, don't wear that bikini. Where, you know what I mean? Like, where does this line say yay or nay?
Remember I told you there's a family bikini and then there's a you're by yourself or you're with your friends bikini. There's a difference. And girls know that. Girls actually talk about that. Me and my coworker, we talk about that. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, no, this is the swimsuit that I use when I'm with my family because it's more covered up. And then this is the one when I'm just with my girls. Yeah, there's a difference. Different swimsuits that you would wear. That's the same thing. When you're home alone, you're going to wear spaghetti strap, you know, just you and your husband. But when his friends are coming, you put on a t-shirt. Put it
so,
over.
This
that
is
should
funny,
be common
right?
sense. This is how I see it.
This reminds me of a funny story, right? So, shout out to my mom. I know this is such a weird conversation.
I was about to say, why are we thinking of your mom again?
So, a long time ago, we went to South Padre, right? It was my freshman year. I think it was my freshman sophomore year. Anyways, and I had a girlfriend at that time. And, you know, she went out on the beach. And I don't really remember what she was wearing, like my girlfriend, right? Obviously, we're at the beach. And I think she was wearing like a t-shirt and like swimming trunks or something like that. Something along those lines, right? And my mom was like, ooh, girl, if you got it, flaunt it, girl, right? Like, she would always like make fun of her because we'd be like, girl, like if I was you. This is what my mom says. My mama would always say, she would always say, girl, if you young, I don't know why I'm saying that's my mom.
What you think your parents sound like and what we hear your parents are completely different.
That's my bad. So my mom was like, girl. I'm just kidding. She was like, girl, if I was your age, I would have pictures of me and I'd have them blown up for my viewing, of course. She's like, I would flaunt it, right? And so like, it does cross a boundary of, you know, being proud, right? Being proud of yourself, sure. Especially when it comes to the bikini thing, right? Because we have sexualized the bikini, but at the same time, like, you can be proud of what, like, there's girls who are hardcore into fitness. Yep. Like, why wouldn't they be proud of what they have worked for, what they have done? I don't think it's necessarily an attention thing. It's more of a, like, this is me. This is, like, you know, Mesa going out to go shoot, you know, hoops. You know, he's worked to play basketball, right? Why should he be like, oh, man, I'm only playing basketball so people would walk by and watch me? No, like, you're doing it for you. Like, this girl spends lots of time.
So, think about it, like, what if it's your daughter? Let's say you're older and it's your 15-year-old daughter. How do you feel about that?
It's a little different.
It is a little
it's
different.
A little different.
I don't think you can favorably promote your daughter in a bikini.
You're like, not even you that. Tell her, like, put some clothes on.
So as a boyfriend, as a husband, you don't really have authority like that. Whereas if it's your daughter, it is your job to protect your children and to control what you can control. And sometimes that's some stuff that you can control. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure, especially up until they're 18, right? Yeah. My daughter's 16 years old. It's like, hey, put some clothes on, right?
For sure.
Because that's different. This is more of a, you know, your wife obviously has her own opinion and
wants
her
to be
own,
comfortable.
Yes, her own standards. So.
So I think I was always very naive to wearing certain things because I did have, like, I was petite in high school. So I used to wear a lot of crop top shirts because I had a nice stomach and I was tiny. So I could pull away. So I always used to show more skin. Like, that's just because I could. Because I thought I was small. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't.
I do that a lot. I wear a lot of crop
tops. So I used to wear a lot of crop tops and show my belly button. I used to show my belly button a lot. Where was I going with this?
Well, basically, I think you were just bragging.
Yeah, that's exactly. She was like, he said good stuff about Mesa. Now I got to brag about myself.
So basically, okay, so I didn't used to look at it that way when I was younger. As I grew older, especially because I didn't have any brothers, so it would have been nice for somebody to. Now I have more of a. I know how men minds think, so now I'm like, you cover yourself up a little bit more because your friends could be pigs.
So if you were back when you were younger, if your boyfriend or husband would have said, hey, you need to put some clothes on because my friends are coming over.
I probably wouldn't have paid attention. Like, okay, it's like whatever, because I wouldn't think of that guy mindset.
Right. Would you have done it?
Probably not.
so then that goes into the argument that we were saying could become a thing. And you weren't.
But this is actually a good point.
Wait, this is a good point. Did you do it at that time for attention? Were you wearing those crop tops because you wanted attention on yourself?
That you were small?
No, the mindset was just doing it for... my mindset was just doing it because it was like the normal.
Okay, so perfect. So correct me if I'm wrong here, but...
Uh-oh. Whoa. First, correct me if I'm wrong of the year.
So correct me if I'm wrong here, but could a woman not today do that not because she's seeking attention, but because she's proud of where she is or she feels comfortable? Because you just said you did that.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So her mentality doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, I want attention from his friends that I've known for 7 years. I hope they give me googly eyes. It could just be like, hey, like, I'm comfortable with what I'm wearing. Because you were so
that's a young mindset.
I don't know if it's such a young mindset.
I was very naive to how guys' minds actually work. And I'm going to tell you something that happened when I was at that age. He had actually had his friends over and something awkward really did happen. I was cooking on a stove, right? And one of his friends, like, grabbed my hand that was there, like, in the house, grabbed my hand and was, like, trying to help me cook. And that was the most awkward thing ever in my life.
That is a weird life.
Yeah. And that was the most awkward thing. And I just, like, froze. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, that's... And then
I'll just try help.
I was just like, I didn't have any. I guess I didn't have. Doing that. I didn't have. I didn't have any guy. I didn't have any brothers, right? Yeah. Or my dad wasn't like too much. Like, I guess my dad just didn't really give advice as much. So I didn't really think about what guys' minds, how they work.
Right, but I don't know. It goes, I don't think it necessarily goes hand in hand because, okay, coming from a guy perspective, right? If you're a pig and you're a dog, it doesn't really matter what she's wearing.
I was going
right?
to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a girl could be fully clothed and you're in her. And he probably still would have grabbed your hand. Yes, he still would have grabbed your hand. It's not necessarily what you're wearing or not. So again, like, I don't know how much that goes into hand-to-hand.
But maybe you're sending the wrong signals. You don't even know.
Maybe.
Are you talking about wearing revealing clothes?
Uh-huh.
So
like
back to, like, for example, the argument about, like, when a girl goes out, right? Like, when a girl goes out without her husband or boyfriend, and she dresses, you know, like, to impress and, you know, somewhat revealing. I've never been the type to where I'm going to be like, hey, look, cover up or whatever. Because, like, it comes down to trust at the end of the day. And if you trust them, it really shouldn't matter. They can look all they want, but... as long as you're coming home and we're good, then that's all that matters.
So you would feel comfortable with your spouse, let's say it's your wife, and she has on, like...
I don't think they're saying that they're not uncomfortable. I just think they're saying that they don't really have a say.
I mean, there's obviously a point. Right, I mean, we're over exaggerating what she's wearing. Okay, like yes, there are certain things, you know, like she's just wearing one piece of yarn that may be a problem.
now we're having a discussion.
But your typical, going back to what you're saying, we talked about shorts, and then we talked about like a crop top and, you know, spaghetti strings, like that stuff. Like a girl would be comfortable at her own home, being it we're playing board games or something like that, and that's what she's wearing, right? Because again, it comes down to you trust your friends and so on and so forth. But going back to the question, I'd assume you could, if it made you uncomfortable as a man, I'd assume you should be able to kind of have that conversation, hopefully. Like, hey, like, this kind of makes me uncomfortable. I don't know, though, going back to what Mesa said, how well that conversation goes over.
It's not
going to
go well. There's not a good way to say,
yes,
what you're wearing is not okay.
Yeah.
You need especially to put more clothes for a girl. On. Like, you know, for a girl like you said, it's her home. She wants to be comfortable. Really, do you have a right to say, you're not wearing something appropriate? Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's tough to have that conversation. That's not going to go over well. That's not going to be a quick 2-minute conversation. Yes. Like, it's going to turn into a fight. Like, yes. And then the whole night's ruined now.
Especially, okay, so let's take it another way too. Okay, so we talked about going out and stuff like that. So let's say she's going out, right? And she's wearing, again, a very revealing, or whether it be super tight dress or something like that, right? Something that's setting your standards. But she's spent, you know, 4 hours getting ready, and she's put on makeup, and she bought this dress, and now she's super excited, and she walks out, and you're like, put something else on. Like, what do you think that does to her? Like, here she is, and she's trying to impress you. Like, this was for you.
Yes.
Granted, you're going out with your friends and your bachelors and Devin. And so...
Quit looking at my girl, Devin.
Yeah, Devin, what are you looking at, fool? Stop trying to grab her hand when she's cooking.
I like what she's cooking.
I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, he's just trying to hurry it up. Hurry up, woman.
Hurry up.
I'm hungry. But yeah, so like, okay, going in that situation, like, I feel like you tell her that, like, that wasn't her mentality. Her mentality's not, oh, I want attention. I want all these guys looking at me. It's like, I feel good in this. I look good in this. I'm here to impress you. And the first thing you tell me is, you need to change.
Yeah.
There are men that do that.
Yes, but that's the question. Like, that's,
is it okay?
Is it okay? Like, how hurt would you be?
How would you feel about that? You spent hours getting ready. Uh-huh. You think you look bomb. You're killing
it. You're excited for him to see you. And you walk out. He says, go put something else on.
He's like, that's not going to work. Change.
I'm going to tell you, females won't change. They're going to be like, no.
I mean, some females won't. But some females would. And like, that could put them in a perspective, too. So if you don't think it's right, then you're right. Like, you shouldn't be bashed on for what you're wearing. Is it a conversation that could happen? Like what Devin said, I do think it's a conversation that could happen. You know, if it feels, and that goes with a lot of things, right? If it's a conversation that should have happened.
And isn't it kind of, well, completely off the subject? Like, I don't know.
And can you have that conversation afterwards, right? So she goes out, she comes back home. You can say, hey, look, how was your night? You had fun? Great. Hey, look, you went out. Yes. I'm glad you had fun, but... You know, I'm concerned about this, or this is how I feel about this. And then it's an adult conversation. Yeah, yes. It's not a fight.
That's went through my head. You enjoyed the night, And you could say, hey, listen, I love the way you look, but I felt uncomfortable just because I felt like people were, it's bringing tension that specifically I personally just like wouldn't want.
Right.
So I do think there's a right and a wrong way. That's why I'm saying like you could have a conversation about it. You know what I mean?
But she's probably going to be like, that's your insecurity.
And maybe.
Maybe. But I think it's still, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, go ahead, but I think it's still something that you should be able to say.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The guy should be comfortable enough to say how he feels, just like a woman, vice versa to a man. Uh-huh. So if I feel uncomfortable by this, you know, I'm not going to make the girl change after 4 hours, but I'm going to say something. If I feel like if we're out in the club or out dinner and I see guys are just Googling at her, I'm gonna say how I feel later. I'm not gonna like bash her, but I'm just gonna tell her how I felt.
I really feel like Devin would be so aggressive about it.
I feel like Devin would be so aggressive. Like
even listening to him right now,
I feel like you'd be so aggressive.
You're so aggressive.
I honestly feel like she'd walk out and you'd be like, no. Let's put something like. And like to me, like the googly eyes don't.
I'm okay with that.
Yes,
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with the googly eyes. I'm with my mom. Girl, you got it. You flaunt it, girl.
That's the way I've always looked at. Yes. Is if they're looking, that's fine. But as long as you come home to me at the end of the day, I'm good.
Yes. The only part that it would cross the line with me is if it's bringing attention like physically, right? Like we're out and about and now I have guys approaching you and like now I'm having like push guys away like, hey, like, you know. And
try to speak game and everything.
Yes.
There you go.
But then it's like, okay, like this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, now it's becoming a problem.
It could become a problem to something else. Not necessarily that it's could become a problem that could lead to like something else, like, sure. You know, physical altercations and stuff like that we don't want. So we're a peace-loving channel. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so then I could see the problem arising. But the whole googly eyes and whatever, it's whatever. You know what I mean?
If you want to get free drinks and I ain't got to pay for your drinks, I'm all for it, girl. Kill it.
Yeah. That's why me and Bree almost got free drinks.
I know. Oh, I remember that. Where were we at?
And she was like, Jesus said that's fine as long as we get free drinks.
I mean, how much happier is your pocket at the end of the day if you don't have to pay for it?
Yep.
She's got 3-4 drinks and that's all she needs and you didn't pay a penny?
Uh-huh, and I get snuck one every now and then?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I mean, I could see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially if you're proud of what you have, you know, you work hard for what you have, you know, why not be proud of what you're wearing? You know what I mean? Especially in today, because I feel like I'm a very fashion dude.
Okay? Oh,
that
goodness.
You are, buddy. That you are.
But no, like today's generation, like there's a lot of people who care about fashion, right? There is. I work with a bunch of guys that talk a lot of shoe talk. And so like as a woman, like you should be proud of that too. Like there's a cool thing, you know, the new Kardashian's wearing and you want to wear it too. Why not wear it? You know what I mean? So yeah, you're limited on.
Where did Patrick go?
you're kind of limited on time here. Like, you know, enjoy what makes you happy. It's not that it needs to bring you attention. It's just enjoy what makes you happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Just don't be aggressive, Devin.
Yes, Devin. I feel like you're gonna be aggressive.
You're gonna be so aggressive.
All right, guys. Y'all told me to be aggressive. Don't be too aggressive. Okay. I'm either not aggressive enough. Or over-aggressive.
I feel like you're aggressive with the wrong things.